Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer and engineer, Mr. America, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Hey there. Happy 4th of July weekend.
How are we doing? All right?
I'm good. How are you?
It's sort of end of summer. I always say that 4th of July. Pat Carney told
me
that.
Thank you, Mr. Carney.
It's over. We're turning the corner.
I know. That's it. Your summer is only Memorial Day to 4th of July.
That's
done.
It.
Over.
Well, you know what's nice, though? It's kind of, we're kind of getting into the summer now, right? Summer
right.
feels good, and, you know, it's a nice thing.
Everybody's out of school. The kids are all done. The buses are off the road.
And, you know, it's an interesting year, because I think more so than ever before, we're a fractured country.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to celebrate America in the midst of being so divided so many
yes.
times. You know, it's very interesting. But I think, you know, these are the events that sometimes bring us together and sometimes kind of help to, ever so slightly maybe, you know, make us a little bit more one. But politics get in the way a lot of times, don't they? I mean, I think there's a certain like linkage we need to have. Even some House members were saying that after the terrible shooting at that softball game, you know, that they were having. It's interesting, you know, coming together is such an important thing to be able to get beyond ideology and just to recognize like the unity that we have as Americans, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's important
to join
thing.
Together.
Yeah, and you know, in the Bible it says, to the person who's been given a lot will be expected.
Right.
So that's part of our lives as Americans. So we've received so much. And so sometimes you say, well, why do we take care of the rest of the world? Well, that's part of the game, you know? That's what we've been given so much. So we're going to take a look at America today, celebrate the 4th of July, celebrate all of our heroes who are part of this this great holiday, but also recognize the challenge of what it is to be American and recognize the power of what it is to be a person living in this country. To start us off, this is Steve Miller, Living in the USA.
Bye.
there's the thing we all have in common is living in the USA, right? Sure. And that's the place where God has put us. I mean, maybe you're listening now from some other place, but, you know, ultimately, living in this country, there's certain responsibilities, no matter where you live. I mean, I guess that's the truth. There's the law of the land, but there's also the law of God, you know, and I think that's something else. I think the law of the land is the bare minimum. And as a matter of fact, even in the scriptures, you know, one time they asked Jesus, you know, what's the most important law? What's the most important thing to do? And he said, oh, it's, you know, you got to follow all the laws, of course, but you love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and you love your neighbor as yourself. Well, that's a big load of stuff, you know. It's not that easy. It's not just about stopping at red lights and coming to a full stop and no rights on red where it's posted. No, it's not just about laws. It's about effort. It's about how we live our lives. So, yeah, we have to get to that point of kind of artistically living our lives and say God has really touched us and blessed us, and there's something very powerful going on in our life. So, yeah, we need to be those people who celebrate that and say, I got to get beyond just rules. You know, I got to get beyond that. What does it mean to be a good citizen, a holy person? Yeah, it means reaching out. It means being a person of mercy and forgiving and recognizing that, yeah, other people are just like we are, and we're called to celebrate that every day of the week, really. Hey, here's traffic. This is called Freedom Rider.
When lightning strikes you to the bone, you
I remember, talk about Freedom Rider, meeting a sociology professor who is this guy, now he's Monsignor Hugh Corrigan. He was Father Hugh Corrigan back then. A great guy. And on his wall in his living room, he had the sole of a shoe. And I was like, what is that from, you know? And he said, well, that's when I walked protest with Martin Luther King. And I said, come on. He goes, no, I really didn't. He had pictures of this whole big thing, you know, the Montgomery Walk. I mean, he was part of that. I mean, it's incredible. And I think in our lives, you know, it's a reminder to me that this is also a day that talks about the passion of what it is to be American, right? And there is a certain passion there, you know, to live in a land that we can be proud of, to live in a world where we can be proud. And all of that kind of calls us to get involved in issues. I don't mean we have to be politically involved necessarily, but it's about being people to prayer. It's where we put our energy and our efforts. Some of you are very active in things like Autism Speaks, in the blood drives in your neighborhood and parishes, in teaching young people about safety and kind of doing all of the CPR training, all of that kind of stuff that seems on some level secular. It's about using God's gifts, though, to help other people to live better lives. All of that stuff fits into a spirituality of faith. You know, it's important in our lives. So you may think to yourself, well, I'm spiritual, but I'm really not religious. No, you probably are religious, too. You don't even realize it because you're involved in doing good things with other people, and that helps so many good things to happen in this world. So we celebrate that too on the 4th. That's another kind of part of getting involved in the issues, the social issues of our times too. It's so important. Hey, here's Bruce Springsteen, another one, 4th of July, Asbury Park.
Sandy, the fireworks are hailing over Little Eden tonight, forcing a light into all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July. Down in time, the circuits fall, a switch blade lovers so fast, so shiny, so sharp. As the wizards play down on Pinball Way, on the boardwalk way past dark, and the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. Tramp the streets or get busted for sleeping on the beach all night. Them boys in their high heels, ah, Sandy, their skins are so white. And me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk, where they all promised to unsnap her jeans. You know that tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag, I got on it last night and my shirt got caught, and it kept me spinning. Didn't think I'd ever get off.
I remember saying That waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always a girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with lover boy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they knew? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You oughta quit this scene too.
This is the time of year, of course, when lots of people are on vacation, lots of people get away and spend some time with family and loved ones, and that's a beautiful gift, and I certainly hope to do that myself. There's something about that time away that recharges us, right? But not everybody can do that, not everybody has that ability, and not everybody's even off today, right? Some of you are working today, some of you are coming home from work, you're exhausted, you're going to sleep all day, I get it. But the reality is we need that time figured in somewhere where we can recharge. And if it can't be a big vacation, you know, maybe it's about a staycation, maybe it's about something very simple and being able to recognize that, yeah, you know what, in the midst of our lives, taking a little time off is not a sin. It's okay to do that because it helps us to be better at what we do. And of all things, I think what's great about a vacation, especially if you have a family, it's creating those memories. You know, it creates the memories that you have to this very day. And any of us could talk about going to Storytown USA or going on, you know, the camping trip or going to the Grand Canyon or to Disney World for the first time. All of those things matter so much. I have a really good friend who's kind of swore off all the time. Craig swore off, you're never going to go to Disney World. You know, I'm not taking my kids to Disney World. Of course, 2 weeks ago he did. And there's something great about that. I'm so happy for them and for him because, you know what, that's how you build the memories. That's how you build the memories that stick around forever. And that's the stuff of life. That's what makes life worth living, is have family and that gift of foundational stuff that we carry forever. That's a blessing from God. It's such a great gift that we're called to constantly recognize. Hey, here's Genesis. This is called Land of Confusion. Well, there is a lot of confusion in this land that we live in, right? And how do we ever decipher all of that? How do you figure out what you stand for? What really is your passion? Well, we pray for that. That's part of it. I think we have to pray for passion in our lives and recognize the power of passion in our lives, you know? Because it's not easy to find. It's not easy to discover. And yet in our lives, there is a tremendous passion. You know, you're passionate about something. I'm passionate about lots of things. And I bet you are too. How do we discover that? How do you come to that? You say, well, no, not really. Well, I think we have to see what really turns us on. What gets us agitated? What gets us saying, I want the world to be a better place because of this, you know? Is it the environment? Is it that ability to say, I want people to feel more comfortable in their own skin? And so we need to be more welcoming. All of these things, there's groups and ways and so many different things we can do to make people's lives better. That's part of this 4th of July too, believe it or not, because it's not just about the ones who went before us to give us a great, great country and a great world to live in, but it's about us now kind of creating that great world. And there's something really important about that. So we need to reflect about it and think about it and recognize that, you know, God's there calling us day after day to something great, you know, to make a big difference in this world. I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. Yeah, get the grill going. We're celebrating the 4th of July and what it is to be American. Here's Supertramp, Breakfast in America. Breakfast in America. Well, in our lives, you know, that experience of being American has a lot of food connections to it. And that's why today has kind of the funny reference, right, of hamburgers and hot dogs. And certainly that's part of, you know, our lives as Americans. But I always think about that, like when I visit with people from other cultures, you know, we kind of get hung up on certain things about other people, don't we? Like you go, I know I have Italian friends, of course, a zillion of them. And you say, well, you know, spaghetti and meatballs. Well, yeah, there's a lot more to Italian food than spaghetti and meatballs, right? Even the Chinese food that we eat, you know, it's sort of like fast food, Chinese food, and even, you know, the Mexican food, tacos and stuff, come on. So it's interesting because as we learn that there's a wider food range, you know, we also learn that culture is bigger than we think. So we may foreclose on some folks and say, well, that's how these folks are, you know, and that's not necessarily true. Like there's a wide range. That wide range is so powerful and so beautiful. We're called to celebrate that wideness every day. That's the great gift of America, the mosaic of who we are, you know, not the melting pot. We didn't kind of become gray, no, but it's a great mosaic of people that make this great country. That's absolutely astounding. Hey, here's David Bowie. This is called Young Americans.
Young Americans. We pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down, he frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed her then and there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
All night.
She wants a young American. She finds a slinky back upon. He calls as he passes a void in my stain. But heaven forbid she'd take anything. But the freak and his title for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand. But showing nothing, it swoops like a song. She cries, where are all Papa's heroes gone?
Yeah.
in the face of the world, we are a young country, right? We're a young nation. But also in our own country, we thrive on the youthfulness of who we are, right? And there's kind of a growing respect, I think, for those who are older, the wise old owls, you know? But to recognize the power of young people in this country and how their dedication and their service makes a huge difference. I think of that with our servicemen and women. I think of that with all of the people who help us and protect us in this country, be they with police or with fire or even in the area of taking care of us when something goes wrong, you know? There's something so powerful about that that we're called to recognize and thank God for those people today. Spend a moment of Thanksgiving and say, this is absolutely amazing that we're so blessed by the young people of this country. Hey, here's Huey Lewis. This is called The Heart of Rock and Roll. American music is something, a great gift to our country, too, and to the rest of the world, right? I think in some ways, you know, we really do lead the world in that way. I know it's kind of very nationalistic to say, but God really has blessed us in that way, in the talent pool. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on here that really has something that entertains the rest of the world. You know, my family is from St. Martin in the West Indies, and I remember going to see my great aunt down there, and she used to watch a TV show they called Dynasty. It was Dynasty. And she used to sit there and watch this and love it and spend time. It was amazing. And I just can't believe that, you know, she was so into this American television. And they had all of the American television shows on in these little fishing villages and entertaining people, you know. Same thing with this show. This show goes all around the world. You know, it's amazing how we can touch a lot of lives in that way. One of us can touch a lot of people, and you don't even realize it. You know, that's the great gift of what we're celebrating and recognizing the power of our efforts. So, yeah, no effort is too small. No effort's too large. We could just continue that work to reach out to one another, and we can help make the world a better place, make our own lives better, too, by giving. That always makes us feel better in the long run. Hey, here's Van Halen. This one's called Summer Nights.
Yeah.
spending time outside during the summer is such a great gift, no matter where you live, right? There's something really beautiful about that because everything's in bloom and things are kind of more beautiful than they are any other time of the year. And so whether we're sitting outside at night around a fire pit, whether we're outside in the evening just enjoying, you know, a cool drink and sitting with friends, that's the great stuff, I think, of summer. That's the great stuff that kind of makes life worth living, because I think God really blesses us with people in our lives, you know, and when we sit around outside, when we spend some time with them, it really becomes very, very powerful. And I think that's what we're called to recognize in our lives, you know, that God gives us some people, and how are we going to best celebrate with them? And I don't just mean the 4th of July, but every day, you know, and maybe it's about going outside and spending some time at a concert, one of those outdoor amphitheaters that we have all over this country, and especially here on Long Island at Jones Beach. We have lots of opportunity to spend some time outside. Those things make all the difference in the world. When I was a kid, the New York Philharmonic used to come around all the time to the state parks, and I went every single year. I went over 10 years in a row, and you wouldn't think I'm a big classical music guy, but I learned to love classical music through that experience. Just laying back on a blanket and enjoying this music, let it wash over you. Oh, it was absolutely beautiful. So those experiences are there. We're called to really celebrate them and use them. Hey, here's Rush. This is called Free Will. Well, that's a great gift, too, from God, that gift of free will, right? The freedom to love, the freedom to even hate, and the freedom to do good things and terrible things. But without freedom, we're just puppets, you know? So God calls us and gives us this tremendous gift, and we're called to utilize it well. That's what America's about, you know? To kind of be able to exercise that free will, and that matters so much in our lives. Freedom, and religious freedom, too, right? That ability to be who we are and not have to be afraid about it. You know, other people in the world, to bless themselves, they put their life in their hands. We can do that. And that's the tremendous gift of who we are and the gift we've been given. And it's about, well, how we pass that forward, right? And how we live that religious liberty and try really hard to maintain it. And that's really terrific. Hey, here's John Mellencamp. This is called R-O-C-K in the USA. I guess when you boil it all down, really, this is about gratefulness, and it's about the greatness of our country and how we're called, even though, you know, we're somewhat fractured, to work together and to do the best things possible to help one another and to help this country to be the great country it's always been, you know, a place where people can get a fresh start, a place where people can establish great family and friends and make a living and all of that. So that's such a great gift. So we thank God for the gift of the country. We thank God for the gift of veterans who have served in the past, veteran and people who are serving right now, active in military, and we ask the Lord to help us to really make an effort to reach out, use our gifts to be a blessing in the world. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by Mr. Hamburger, Mr. Hot Dog, Stephen Roman Candle Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.